Welcome to the new episode of Beyond the Athlete. This is your host, Chris King, and this is my world, and you are now living in it. And firstly, I want to start off by thanking my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because without him, I am nothing. And now getting into the depth of this episode, I want to talk about a response. When I say response, I mean a response to how you react when things happen to you, when people say things to you, when you get treated unfairly, when you feel like life is sitting over here being mean to you. I'm talking about that kind of response. And for me, I'm somebody that has their up and downs when it comes to terms of responding well to situations, especially in regard to when I feel like somebody's disrespecting me or they're being mean. I'm somebody that 9 times out of 10, I would strive to return that negative energy that I'm getting with positive, but I do fall victim into, kind of giving back that negative energy. So it's kind of like, oh, you're taking the time out of yourself to disrespect me and to be mean to me and to hurt my feelings. So I'm just going to do the same thing because I'm protecting myself, because you're not protecting me. So I'm going to disrespect you back because I feel like in the moment that that's what is appropriate. But I know that when I calm down and when I get out of that little aura of myself of, protecting me, I realize like I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have responded that way. I shouldn't have given that negative energy, because what does that do? Like I used to be young and respond like that all the time. When people did things to me, said things to me, when I didn't feel like I deserved some of the ways that I was treated, I would just respond back with all of that negative energy. And I look back at it now and it's like there was no need for it, because that makes me just as worse as them. Just because they're being bad and, not respecting me as a person, why do I have to turn around and give them the same thing? Because what do I get out of it? And I feel like I got so caught up in that worldly view of it being, oh yeah, well, that's normal. Like, you're going to give what you give, what you get from somebody. You understand? But no, the more mature aspect of it is not responding that way. It's not reacting that way. It's not sitting over here giving the same energy that you've gotten from someone. And till this day, I'm still working on it. Like I said, when I look to my relationship with the Lord, I realize like it's all about how you respond to things and how I feel like he wants me to respond. And the Bible says you should really think like Jesus and act like him. And it always states how, how Jesus responded when things didn't go his way, when people weren't being fair to him, when he was getting unjust things happening to him. And he never responded with that negative energy. And I try to strive myself to respond that way because I want to view myself in that aspect. I don't want to sit here and be that toxic person that I was before, where I sit here and, just be negative when things are not happening good to me, when people are being wrong to me. And again, like I said, that's something that I'm working on. I'm continuing to strive to work on. And eventually I'll get to that point where it's a consistent thing, where I don't fall victim to being negative towards anybody that's being negative to me. Where I just turn around and sit here and say, you know what? You got it. You know what? I understand. You know what? That's how you feel? Okay, I hear you. Rather than it being, well, I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't know why you're talking to me like this. I don't know why you get to disrespect me. And kind of just getting into more of that, like, not flight mode, but that fight mode. Sometimes you have to just fly away from situations, even if that means putting yourself first and, limiting an altercation with somebody, because people will test you. You understand? Because they have such strong feelings themselves. So they'll try to test you and bring you out of character, and their feelings will be probably a lot for you. But again, it's the response that you give towards that. And in regards to a response that I feel like in the world itself, on when things don't go my way, when I talk about that, there's been a lot of things in my life that have not gone my way. There's been a lot of things that I've had to sit here and get through, where initially my response wasn't okay, but it's again something that I'm working on. And ultimately, after that aspect of not giving the right response, I ended up giving the right response towards it. So I can use an example, football. So going to the university at Buffalo, I did not really want to go there. I'm gonna be honest, that wasn't my first choice because of the schools that I was having interest from. But because of COVID, that happened. That's where I decided to go. That's where the Lord led me. So I went that way. And I had a coach who, he wasn't a terrible coach, but a person towards me, I didn't really appreciate him. And I feel like we bumped heads a lot. And that's just the real from it. I won't get into more detail. But the response that I had was, well, he don't like me. He don't care about me, like I'm just wasting my time here, this and that and blah, blah, blah. When my response should have been, well, okay, that's how he is. So what can I do to change that from my way? What's the positive aspect? Instead of feeding into the negative thoughts and feeding into the negative things that he was saying towards me and he was doing towards me, and, allowing myself to get consumed by all of that, why didn't initially I just have that positive response? And I was young, you know, when I first got there. I was around 18, just turned 18, and I was still trying to mature, still trying to figure out the best aspect for me to be a man, you know. And when I look at it now, I think the person I am today, I feel like if I had to go through that now with this mindset and the age that I am, I think I would respond differently. And my response would definitely be more towards, okay, you don't like me, you have a problem with me as a player, I can see there's tension, but I'm not going to let that phase me. Because it did. It did phase me, and it phased the way that I approach football. I felt like I was walking on eggshells every day because I didn't want to get yelled at for mistakes. I sat here and felt like I limited myself because I didn't want somebody to have to keep saying something to me. You know, in meetings where I was sitting over here, I couldn't really be myself. I didn't feel like I could be myself. I felt like everything that I did, I was just worried about somebody having something to say, especially the coach, you know. And now I'm at the point in my football career where I don't care. You know, my response now is, I don't care. Like, I don't care. Because you're not going to have coaches that will fully respect you or like you. And they'll have their own feelings towards you, no matter if they explain it or not. You know, and it's not about them. Like, my problem was, I used to try to play for everybody else. And I didn't play for myself anymore. When I first got to college, I wasn't playing for myself. And I wasn't having fun doing it. I was miserable. I was miserable. And now I'm at a point in my career where it's just like, it is what it is, bro. Like, I can't do anything about that. You know, last year was the same problem. Had a game, messed up the first game, got taken out. I didn't play for like 3 more games after that. And what was my response? Let's give it to God. Was I mad initially? Yes. But I responded better by saying, you know what? You have a reason why you don't want to play me? Cool. I'm going to force you to put me on that field. I'm going to sit here and attack every day and approach every day for you to put me on that field. And for anybody that's listening to that, where I'm going with this is basically saying, things in life are not going to go the way that you want it to. And you're going to get tested in a lot of situations. And it's really about the perspective and the response that you have. Because if you allow for your response to be negative and you feed into all that negativity that is fed to you, you're not going to go anywhere with it. And I was somebody that fell victim to that continuously. You understand? Like, I was somebody that let that negative consume me as a person, and it really dictated my life for so long. And there's still certain aspects where it does, where it's like I'm supposed to have a different response, but I respond a different way and I make the situation worse when I could respond in a better way, in a healthier way, and make the situation better, you know. And again, for those that are listening to this, think about your response before you react to anything. Think about how you can approach the situation. Don't respond off of emotion and off of what it is that you feel. Take a second to sit here and take a step back. Like, what if I respond this way? How is it going to go? And that's how I'm trying to train myself to look at it. Okay, somebody's being, you know, a jerk to me, but if I respond with positive energy towards them, what do I get out of that? My satisfaction that I was the bigger person for their feelings to change any way that I felt. You understand? I didn't sit here and make the situation worse. And I feel like that's something that, listening to me, maybe you can take into your daily life, where you start saying, hey, if I respond this way, this will happen. But if I respond this way, this will happen. And some people don't know how to dictate that. Like, they don't know how to sit here and have that, well, what's the good about this and the bad about this, you know? And it's going to take some time, because it's still taking time for me. And another situation where I'm still learning growth in is my relationship with my girlfriend. You know, like, I can be vulnerable on here as I speak to you guys. And there are certain situations where she'll have big feelings. And in the moment, it won't be as big to me. It won't make sense to me. You know, it won't sit here and be like, well, this is how she feels. No, it'll just be like, here we go again. Another complaint, another problem. And she's teaching me, like, even till today, because I'm not perfect, right? Like, there's certain situations where I've had great responses. And recently, I can say that I've been backtracking from that. And I can say, you know, I've been failing by showing up, because I've been looking at it like, here we go with another problem. Rather than it being, well, maybe you should just listen to her. You know, maybe you should take her feelings in. Maybe you should sit here and say, well, how about you not try to respond the way Chris wants to respond? When you actually take in somebody else's feelings into consideration, you can see how far that's going to take you. Because I was somebody that didn't take anybody else's feelings into consideration at one point. And it's something that I'm still working on, you know, where I only think of me and not think of we in that situation of me being in a relationship. And what I'm saying is, so as I'm being taught to sit here and say, well, hey, like, stop thinking of how you want to fix it and think about how you can do different things from her. And when I do make those mistakes, I have her talking to me, hey, like, I feel like I needed this. And that allows for me to sit here and say, well, what's the response that I can give in the next situation? Don't respond with, hey, she's annoying. Hey, she has so much big feelings. Why not it just be, hey, well, this happened before, so listen to her feelings. Hear what she has to say. You don't really like the way she's speaking to you. Tell her, hey, can you talk to me in a different way? She gets her feelings out. You show up for her. You give her a hug. It's not like she's asking for a lot. And for those that are listening that are in a relationship, if you view that the way that I view it, stop doing that. Like, stop viewing your partner as they're annoying and their feelings don't make sense. Because I promise you, your relationship is going to go down in the toilet. And I can help you prevent that by acknowledging somebody else's feelings. It doesn't just have to be about yourself. Like, it's so easy to sit here and feel like you're being attacked because somebody's calling you out for something. But what does my coach tell me? He says, listen to the message and not the volume. And as people, I feel like I myself fall victim to listening to the volume and not the message. I listen to how it's being said and not what's being said. I listen to how I'm being told and not what's being told to me. You know, and that contributes to a lot of things in my life, where if you actually take the time to listen to what is being said to you, then you can sit here and say, well, okay, this makes sense now. You know, she's sitting here telling me I'm doing something that's bothering her and she's yelling at me. Well, don't listen to the yelling aspect. Listen to what I'm doing that's bothering her, so I can sit here and figure out a better way so I don't bother her. And then what does that do for me? Limits the way that she has to talk to me, how many times she has to speak to me, how many situations that we have, you know. And again, that's something that I'm working on. And for those that are listening, maybe that's something that you can contribute to your life, even if it's not a relationship, but it's more like a friendship that you have with somebody, family, anything like that. It can contribute to your family life. It can contribute to my family life, because I myself have situations with my siblings, you know, and we sit here and go back and forth. And I realize, hey, like, if I listen to them and I hear what they got to say, then we can get through the problem, because then that will make them want to listen to me. You understand? But if I sit here and add on to how they're talking to me and I just respond with negative energy like I've done before, it's not going to go anywhere. And it's only going to make things so much worse. And that's what you got to get to a point in life where you stop saying, okay, well, I'm going to respond this way and make things worse, because nobody wants to be in problems. I don't want to be in a problem. I'm tired of having problems. You understand? Like, I understand the Lord's going to throw things at me and it's going to see how strong I am, because he'll never give me anything that I can't get through. But I understand that it's also a test of my response to these situations, my response to a coach not having genuine feelings towards me, my response to my girlfriend having a problem with me, my response to somebody in my family wanting to talk to me about something, my response to something not going my way, my response to failing an exam, like the response to even failing a test. Oh, I failed. Like, no, it's not just, oh, I failed. It is what it is. I'm gonna feel sorry for myself. It's okay. I failed. How can you improve? How can I fix that? How can I get through this? What can I do differently? Maybe I can approach studying more. Maybe I can approach talking to the professor. Maybe I can approach devoting more hours. You understand? Little things like that, and stop feeling sorry for yourself. You know, and I really hope that when you're listening to me, you understand, like, I'm not out here trying to attack you. I'm not out here trying to talk about your character. But I want for everybody that listens to me to grow. And I want to be able to have a voice where you can listen to me and say, okay, I can grow from this. I hear what he's telling me, and you're listening to my message, and maybe not the way that I'm saying it, you know, but I'm a very passionate person. When I speak, I get very passionate. And this is a topic that I care about, because this is something that I've been struggling with. You understand? Like, it's something that I continue to keep struggling with in different aspects of my life, where some aspects it's better than others, you know, but I'm still growing. I'm still learning. I'm still trying to improve. I'm still trying to sit here and get to being a consistent person. And I still have more life ahead of me. I feel like things will continue to keep stacking up, and things will continue to keep being thrown in my face, and things will continue to have to keep listening to people and their feelings and their way that they feel. But it's all about the response that you give. When you give a negative response, you get negative energy. When you give a positive response, most likely you'll get positive energy. But if you do get that negative energy, you have to let it be. Stop allowing for your emotions to consume you. Stop allowing for your own feelings to dictate the way that you respond and how you act. Stop allowing for your emotional state to make you treat others a certain way because you don't like the way that you're being talked to. No, it shouldn't work like that, and it shouldn't be like that. And eventually, like me, you know, you'll get to a point where you realize, like, okay, I need to relax. I need to calm down. Everything's going to be okay. I'm going to respond differently. I'm going to approach the situation differently. I'm going to work to get through and not try to force myself getting through and try to push things aside and, you know, not communicate or not do anything. No, it shouldn't be like that. And I promise you, the minute that you incorporate that into your life, the minute that you sit here and, you know, take the time to take a second before you just do, you'll see a major difference in how things go for you. And with that being said, I want to thank everybody that continues to tune into my podcast. It means so much to me, and I'm so thankful for you all. I appreciate everybody that's continued to watch during their day, during their afternoon, maybe even their evening, or at night when you're eating food, or going to sleep right before you go to sleep. Again, I appreciate you, and it's such a blessing. I'm thankful for everybody, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. This is my world. You are now living in it. God bless.